Hello, and this is a sort of audio thing. I'm not even sure what this is. With me right now is Gary, Centauri at Lower.
Hello.
How you doing?
I'm doing great.
I'm very good as well. Let me think. On Tuesday, or was it Wednesday?
Yeah,
It the whole
Tuesday will
week
do.
Tuesday, this whole week has been a blur, really.
It has, yeah.
I think it was Wednesday, but whatever.
I'm sure this announcement has screwed your brain anyway.
Yes, it did. Nintendo of Europe announced their full lineup, and what they announced at first and up front was like the weirdest thing. And I was like kind of scratching my head because I just came back from dinner, and I was like, what is going on? So the thing that they announced is the Nintendo 2DS, which is a Nintendo 3DS system which isn't a shell and doesn't include 3D visuals.
I have to say, when I first saw the tweets, on Twitter, of people talking about 2DS, I thought they were just being funny and talking about a regular DS. They were just sort of coining a new phrase for it, and I thought, oh, that's kind of cute. And then I saw the picture, and I looked at it, and I thought, do you have leap pads and leapfrogs in the Netherlands? Do you
I
know what they are?
think I kind of know what they
So,
are, yes.
my daughter has a Leap Pad, which is it's like a little tiny tablet. It's like a little Linux tablet thing, which is for kids. Okay, it's just she can play Dora the Explorer puzzles and things like that on it. And I have to say that the 2DS has a scary resemblance to a Leap Pad. It looks like a children's toy, but that is the point, isn't it?
Yes, it kind of is the point of the device because the 2DS is so it is this slate of a tablet, this new distinctive fixed slate form design, which you can play like games on Nintendo DS games and Nintendo 3DS games in that 2D mode. It still has the same functionality like Spot Pass and Street Pass and what have you, but the thing is, it doesn't close and again, it doesn't feature any 3D visuals to boot for it. And the interesting thing about it is even that, according to Jeremy Parrish of US Gamer, which is the US equivalent of Eurogamer, he said that the entire like screen design was made from one piece of screen, but they just put some plastic over it.
Yeah, and you can kind of see that in the pictures of it.
The first look, and I will put a picture like somewhere so you can see it as well. The first thing I looked at the picture is like the buttons are weirdly placed.
They're all over the place. It's like they've just sort of thrown the buttons at it and said, that will do, we'll put that there.
So you have like the XN, the XY, AB, and AB buttons like very close to the top screen. And at the left, it goes the same for the circle pad. And then just slightly lower down the middle, like just between like the touch screen and like the overall elements. You have at the left, you have the D-pad, and at the right, the start and select buttons. I was just looking at it, and it was like, wow, and it was like. What do you think of it? Do you think it looks ugly? Do you think it looks okay? What do you
As I
think?
said, I think it looks like a child's toys. It looks like a leapfrog or a leap pad, but the button placement is the thing I think that makes it look really quite ugly. I think the buttons could have been much more elegantly positioned, particularly the start and select buttons, which seem to have just been thrown on. I mean the actual. Thumbstick and D-pad and the other button placements. I think that makes sense because it's kind of like a Vita where those are. But yeah, it just looks so odd because there's just so much plastic. These two little screens. I mean, the proof will be in actually using it, won't it? I mean, it can look silly, but it may look silly because that's the most comfortable position. I think that's the thing to remember.
I mean, I'm currently discussing with Nintendo if I can play it next week in their office, and then I will wait for final judgment, really. But it's... So, you okay, so put for the record straight, I'm saying like Spot Boss and Street Boss, you can still put this in a sleep mode, but there's now a sleep slider at the right bottom for it. So you are required to put it that way into sleep mode, and then use the console, and then toggle it back on, off when you want to play the thing. So it's, and then with the home button in the middle under the touchscreen, they went back to the same design as the regular 3DS, where you have to like really push it to get back to the home menu or to like go to the internet and back in your game. It are the decisions mixed with the 3DS XL, mixed with like the 2DS, mixed with its own thing, mixed with a tablet. It's like a Frankenstein handheld system. It's, yeah. So this thing will retail for €129.99 or dollars. I'm not sure how it will be in pounds. Do you know?
Yeah, the £109. So most retailers will discount that to 99.
Fair enough. You can buy like a separate pouch for it because it doesn't come with any protection really. So you might want to add like to that. I don't know. But, like, the color choices is also interesting because you have this black-blue one, which we saw with the 3DS XL, but then you have a white-red one. So you have, like, this white shell at the front and the back, but then, like, the edges of it are completely red, and even the stylus is so. Which makes it look like a Famicom, I guess. So this is like something that's only planned for Europe and America, and I guess that makes sense because Japan is more focused on their dedicated handhelds. And this seems like a very good put-in model when you consider it's launching on the same day as Pokemon X and Y.
Yeah, you can see it's definitely aimed at kids. This is aimed at 4 to 9-year-old children.
Yes, and they give those children a chance to like experience like what the 3DS has to offer without having the hassle of it. But to kind of give a point to that, you can actually still use like the 3D camera at the back because they still have put that in that console. So you can still play the AR games and you can still take 3D photos, but you can just not view them on the Nintendo 2DS.
Yeah.
So we'll see how that one will go, but it's a
weird one.
I was like, wow, okay. I'm not even sure what to think of it. So moving along like a little bit from that, at the Wii U side of things, the Wii U got a price cut. It was dropped by $50. And this will be implemented in September, and this will be like 1 week before like The Legend of Zelda The Wind Waker comes out, which will get its own premium set, which is kind of the similar fashion that they did with like the 20th anniversary in their 3DS, where like now the gamepad has this gold lettering and the Triforce crest and all the gold symbols on them, which... it seems alright. I don't really need it, but it's cool, I guess. I don't know what to think. Yeah. And the interesting thing is, the Wind Waker HD, usually when they do these consoles, like the game is pre-installed on the console, like with the 3DS and like a few other bundle sets that I have done. But with the Wind Waker HD, you actually get a download code in the box. So if you even don't want the game, already have it, you can give it to a friend. Which I don't know why you would do that, considering you're buying the console and the game on day one, but there might be people there. I don't know. And it's the game itself also getting a special edition, which will include like a Gandalf figurine. Which will make the entire package more expensive, but There you go.
Yeah, it's pretty. I think it's pretty pricey. I saw the. I think it was £70. I don't know how many euro it is. Probably 80, I suppose.
Yeah, something like that. Yes.
Yeah.
So, yeah. And there's also like a Lego City Undercover pack coming, but there's nothing special about that except it's just a console with a copy of Lego City Undercover. And also both packs include like a trial for Wii Karaoke U, which is out in Japan, but is coming to Europe sometime this year. Somehow. I don't know.
I think there's also I think the other thing you mentioned is that Wii U Party or Wii Party U, whatever it is,
mm-hmm.
that's also coming with a black or a white controller, a Wii mm-hmm. Motion Plus controller.
Yes, that's coming on October 25th, which is not that far off, and. The game is very lovely. I played it a lot over like the last couple of months at Gamescom, like and E3 and post E3. It's like a perfect party game. It uses the gamepad so brilliantly in combination with the Wii remotes. It's kind of almost silly that they didn't release it during this summer. But hey, it's at least coming, which is software that the Wii U actually really needs right now. And considering it's packed with a remote, it's actually like a really damn good deal.
Yep.
Yeah. So what else is coming out? So Mario and Sonic is coming out and in November, and surprisingly enough, also Super Mario 3D World, which was originally planned for December, but it switched with Donkey Kong Country Tropical Freeze.
Is it coming out earlier now then?
Yeah.
Okay.
Originally, Super Mario 3D World was planned during the Nintendo Direct during the December timeframe. Well, Donkey Kong Country Tropical Freeze would come out in November. And now Super Mario 3D World is coming out in November, and Donkey Kong is coming out in December.
Okay.
So they kind of did a switcheroo on that one. And then, like, the most anticipated title of this year is finally coming out, Scribblenauts Unlimited.
Yeah, now that is a joke. That gets me really annoyed. Because it was the launch title I wanted most when the Wii U came out. And it's quite frankly a joke that we've waited this long for it.
It's finally coming in December.
I've lost my business.
Mine as well, but I find it so hilarious that they think that people still care about this.
Well, you can get it on Steam for like £3.
Yeah,
now.
Yeah, I saw that and I bought it as well. I mean, I already have like an Australian copy for the Wii U one because it mm-hmm. works on your PAL console.
Mm-hmm.
So I have the copy lying around here since February or something.
No, it's just ridiculous.
It's just maddening. It's like really, really maddening. I mean, they delayed the game like 1 week before it came out, and now it is December, like a year and a month since the North American release, mm-hmm. and they think we still care about this game. It's like incredible. It's really, really incredible.
There we go.
Yeah.
Lots of things happening.
Yes. So 3DS will get Professor Layton this year, which America won't get. So we have a little of a leap start on that one. We're getting that on November 8th. And then Mario Party and Zelda, Link Between Worlds, are also coming in November. So you have three 3DS games coming in November together with Super Mario 3D World and Mario and Sonic. And then December is the 3DS version of Scribblenauts Unlimited. And the RPG from Square Enix, Bravely Default, is also still coming in 2013, which was some confusion over because some reports suggested that it wouldn't come before like 2014 because of some delay, but apparently it's still coming this year. So that is certainly a good lineup of games. Like, it's a little bit stronger on the 3DS side of things, but like the Wii U has still plenty of interesting things ahead of it. I mean, I still haven't mentioned like Wii Fit U, which I'm interested in, but they barely have said anything about it in the last year or so.
No, it keeps getting delayed as well, doesn't it? So
yeah, they finally revealed like so during the last Nintendo Direct in Japan. which was at the beginning of August. They set the release date of October 31st, but they just said, yeah, it's coming out October 31st, and then move on to the next topic.
Yeah.
So they didn't see, given even one detail what they actually added in the time that they delayed it. But they just, it's coming out that day, so we're now moving on to the next game. I don't know how that works.
Nice.
But there you go. So yeah, that's kind of what happened, really. They announced their lineup. It's a good lineup of games. We get a weird handheld system, and we get some Wii U bundles.
That's the thing with Nintendo at the moment. It's a mixture of the good, the bad, and the quite frankly bizarre.
And also all without the Nintendo Direct.
Yeah, that's again, in itself is weird. But there we go.
They all just released through press release in the exact same time as North America.
Yeah.
So there you go. I guess, do you have anything else to add?
No, I don't think so. I want to see one. That's the thing for me.
I hopefully will see one next week and then do a full report on wherever I can post it, really.
Indeed.
You can find Gary at Gameburst, which he does podcast every single week. Yeah, hopefully.
Mostly. Gameburst.co.uk.
Yes. You can find me, well, somewhere on the internet. I don't know. I have no idea where I should pimp this week again. Well, thank you so much for being on, Gary.
No problem. No, you're welcome.
Thank you. And stop.